Measuring our hymnody, or so much of contemporary hymnody, over against Luther is to recognize how there was this great shift from singing, as Luther would have us sing, about the objective acts of God in the salvation of his people in Christ, to the subjective experience that has been so much the focus of church music in the 19th and 20th centuries. Luther, of course, sings with the affirmation of that subjective experience, but the truths he's declaring are not the truths in which he would begin to sing with the first person singular, or even the first person plural. Instead, he sings and would have us to sing the declaration of God's saving act in Christ in terms of the objective truth of what God has done for us. Luther did not so much paraphrase Scripture in his hymns as he did sermonize. In other words, what you find in the hymns, such as In a Mighty Fortress, is not just an interpretation of the psalm, it is instead more a homiletical exercise that has been expanded into a hymn. The hymns, he said, would teach the people of God, and would teach not only the children, but the older folks as well, declaring the objective truths of what God has done for us, so that the church that rightly believes will rightly sing, and such that the church that rightly sings will also rightly believe. Third, he said that the church must sing hymns in order to stand with the saints. The singing of the hymn is the affirmation of the communion of the saints. We are singing what the saints have been singing, not only since the establishment of the church, but throughout all eternity. We are gathering to sing a song that is not a new conversation. It is not a new song in the sense it's declaring something that is new in our experience. We are instead standing with that great host of witnesses, such as we find in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, such as we find in the annals of church history. When we sing hymns, we are singing. And by the way, sometimes that means we are literally singing the words. One of the most important things to me as I'm here with you tonight is that we are singing in our own language what for half a millennium has been sung by faithful Christians. That should ground us in a deep sense of joy and satisfaction.